Now we continue our series on rethinking college with a look at a university that's redefining what it means to be an honors program. Hari Srinivasan went to Newark to see how Rutgers University is tapping into students' passions for working on social justice as part of a special program. It's part of our weekly segment on education, Making the Grade.
You know, if you don't accept me, then that doesn't mean I'm not a man.
7 a.m. is early for any college student, and these honors students have decided to take on a complicated topic, what it means to be a man of character.
A man of character not afraid to share what they've been through.
The test of a man is the fight that he makes, the grit that he daily shows, the way that he stands upon his feet and takes life's numerous bumps and blows.
The students are part of a new scholars program at Rutgers University in Newark called Honors Living Learning Community, or HLLC. Professor Timothy Eatman is their dean.
A man, when driven against the wall, still stands erect, is the man who will win.
Honors programs are popping up all over the country. It's a way for colleges to attract top talent. But Rutgers in Newark is trying something different. It's not just great grades and test scores that get a student into the program. It's actually their passion for social justice.
It's a bold, imaginative move to identify dynamic young people, change agents for the future.
The application process for HLLC is tough and competitive. Last year, 1,200 students applied for 80 positions. Applicants are interviewed for several hours, first in groups and one-on-one if they move forward.
Welcome to the HLC Women of Color Space Group. All right.
Professor Marta Escalina, associate dean of the new program, says honor students are encouraged to choose careers that improve society, not just ones that make money.
We're revolutionizing honors, and what that means for us is identifying students who we really believe are going to be change makers and change agents in our world. The way people think about honors is really limited, and usually people think about SAT scores, but you need a lot more than the ability to do well on a test to change the world.
Why do we want change makers?
Nancy Cantor is the chancellor of Rutgers University Newark.
Look what they're inheriting. They're inheriting a world where, on the one hand, the economy is in great shape and inequality is expanding hugely. They're inheriting a world where there's an architecture of segregation in cities like Newark and communities all over this country, where people literally are living in double segregation of class and race. I like to think of it as an incubation space to think about how to create a different world than the one we're living in now.
Let's start with the distinction between race and ethnicity.
Honors Living Learning students study a variety of disciplines, but all are required to earn a minor in social justice.
Pick up the post-its and just put them up on the board underneath the categories.
They take special courses, like this one called Negotiating Spaces, Places, and Identity, taught by Professor Escalin.
It's about connecting effectively with people across community who are different. And if I effectively know how to navigate lots of communities and lots of different people, I can be an effective agent of change. How many people have you seen in leadership roles that step in landmines all the time because they're not culturally competent?
Stand to your feet if you went to high school in the city of Newark.
On this day, in a class taught by Professor Eatman called Local Citizenship in a Global World, honor students discuss Newark's high poverty and low-performing public schools.
We want to develop a critical analysis, right, of what it means to navigate this sort of schooling, what the implications are for the ideology and political economy, and thinking about those things in constant tension.
Nearly 50% of the honor students are born and raised in Newark, a city where only 14% of the population has a bachelor's degree.
My mission is to empower the youth, to give them opportunities, resources that I'm the hope for them, so I can be the voice for my people.
For many, improving Newark is a reason they applied to the honors program.
My social justice issue is the fact that black and brown youth are kind of seen as uneducated criminals and just like they can't be successful.
Stacy Tyndall is a junior majoring in criminal justice. She hopes to go to law school.
I ultimately want to be a judge. That's my ending goal. I want to be up there in the seat. I want to be able to give back, you know, especially to youth. And I want to be with juveniles because that hits home for me and that's my heart.
Tyndall is confident she'll stay in Newark.
Newark is where I was raised. Newark was where I learned about these issues. Newark is where I saw these issues. Newark is my home.
Tyreek Rowland is also an HLLC honor student. He was a basketball star in high school who bombed his SAT test, making him ineligible for college scholarships. After high school, he sold cocaine and went to prison for 4 years.
2009, I caught a charge for distribution of narcotics. My first time being locked up in jail, I got sentenced to a 9-year sentence.
Now, at 33, Tyreek says he wants to be part of the solution. He mentors high school students at Newark's Westside High School.
So while I was locked up, I was trying to figure out, like, what am I going to do, you feel me? And how am I going to do it?
His ultimate goal is to get a master's degree in public policy and tackle injustices that affect the formerly incarcerated, like laws that ban them from returning to subsidized housing.
50% of New Jersey's homeless population is that of previously incarcerated people. Convictions do not allow you to live in public housing. The law says that I can't come back home because of my history. If I'm homeless, I'm pretty much going to be jobless. So I want to be able to change that law.
So we're looking at a construction site here. What goes in?
So this will be the entrance to the building. So
HLLC currently has 222 students, and the university is building a new dorm to house the expanding program. And while the numbers remain small, the outcomes so far are promising.
We had 13 graduates this year. Of the 13, 11 graduated with high Latin honors, right? So summa cum laude. We had 8. 2 of them were magna cum laude, and 1 was cum laude. And the 2 that didn't make it of the 13 were just at the threshold.
To be early is to be on time. To be on time is to be late. To be late is simply unacceptable for an HLLC scholar. Good to see y'all today.
In Newark for the PBS NewsHour, I'm Hari Srinivasan.